Critics of the University of California's decision to hand over the names of 160 scholars accused of anti-Semitism on campus amounts to a form of academic McCarthyism. Among those named is Jewish academic and feminist scholar Judith Butler, who's publicly condemned Israel's war in Gaza as a genocide. She spoke on Democracy Now! This morning.
There is no good evidence that anti-Semitism is rampant on campus. To take a position against genocide is certainly not an anti-Semitic thing to do. Most Jews are against genocide, and we were taught to be against genocide. And we were taught as well that never again is a slogan that should apply to all people. But a genocide can't take place without suppressing political speech and without suppressing educational efforts that will explain what genocide is and how it's happening now. So part of what we're seeing is the accusation of anti-Semitism being used as a cudgel to suppress speech, to threaten people. It is, of course, appalling to me as a UC Berkeley faculty member who put 30 years into that institution, or almost, to see that the administration would hand over names and files when we ourselves, many of us at least, most of us, have never been apprised of the allegation. We still don't know what the allegation is.
Butler said it's appalling the University of California would hand over the names of scholars to the Trump administration and the files on them. UC Berkeley professor Hatem Bazian, a Palestinian American, is also on the list. He spoke to KPFA's Full Circle Friday.
This has have a profound chilling effect on the principle of academic freedom, the principle of free speech and constitutional protections. Mind you that this actually, the university turned these 160 names without itself doing an investigation to determine the validity or lack thereof of any of such claims.
UC Berkeley lecturer Peyron Cao, who began an open-ended hunger strike 20 days ago to protest Israel's forced starvation of Palestinians and the campus ties to the military, is also on the list. A lecturer in computer science and a member of faculty and staff for Justice in Palestine, UC Berkeley. He's pledged to continue the starvation diet of 250 calories a day until UC Berkeley agrees to four demands.
And I call on all CS Tech workers, students, and educators to do everything they can to stop the atrocities happening with our taxpayer dollars and supported by the high-tech weapons that we help develop. Furthermore, I call on the UC to acknowledge the genocide, acknowledge the university's links and tech's links to genocide, divest from the military-industrial complex, and implement ethical standards for future partnerships.
The Daily Californian student publication quoted an anonymous academic on the list who said some of the claims made against faculty were unsubstantiated, but the university still handed over their files to the Trump administration. A University of California spokesperson told the UK's Guardian publication that UC is subject to federal oversight and its campuses routinely receive document requests in connection with government audits, compliance reviews, or investigations. Rachel Zenz also said the UC is committed to protecting the privacy of our students, faculty, and staff to the greatest extent possible while fulfilling its legal obligations. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.